USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For the first time, the impeachment inquiry has reached directly into the White House as Democrats subpoenaed officials about contacts with Ukraine and President Trump signaling his administration would not cooperate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an impeachment is not a time to rejoice, and the business of Congress is to uphold the law.
Not any of us came to Congress to impeach a president. This is a very sad time for our country. It's a very somber time for our country.
The New York Times reports a second whistleblower may come forward. Reporter Michael Schmidt on MSNBC.
This is a person that has more intimate knowledge, is closer to the actual, you know, complaint, what the issue is at the center of the complaint, than the complainant.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
North Korea's chief negotiator says discussions with the U.S. on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broke down. He said it's because the U.S. is being inflexible and won't give up its old viewpoint and attitude. Washington disagrees with that assessment. The State Department says the two sides actually had good discussions in Stockholm that it intends to build on. These talks are the first between the U.S. and North Korea since the February breakdown of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. North Korea has since resumed missile testing. Red tide has returned to Florida, and it's killing wildlife.
Scientists at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute say that samples taken from the waters off the shores of Collier County found high concentrations of toxic algae, and they also received reports of dead fish and cases of respiratory irritation. I'm John Popp.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that over 1,000 confirmed cases of illnesses related to vaping have been reported in the United States. The CDC said at least 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states, and Connecticut has just reported another one. More deaths remain under investigation. The first illnesses occurred in late March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. Doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. The September unemployment rate is the lowest since December 1969. John Clements reports.
The jobless rate of 3.5% during September reflects the unemployment rate at its lowest in 50 years. Eleni Karageorge is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The unemployment rate declined to 3.5% in September, the lowest since December 1969. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 136,000. Employment in healthcare and in professional and business services continued to trend up.
There were also revisions during the previous 2 months as August rose sharply from 130,000 to 168,000, while the rate for July also increased for a net gain of 45,000. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.